crossover day at the Virginia General Assembly. That means the bills that have passed the House of Delegates will go to the state Senate and vice versa. The House Minority Leader, Delegate Todd Gilbert, who's a Republican to represent Shenandoah, is in the Capitol. And how you feeling this morning?
About as bad as I ever have in my 15 years down here,
it's,
John.
It's pretty remarkable. I pick up the paper every day and go, wow, the Democrats really are pushing some of these ideas. The latest, the one that's in the paper today, which sends me through the roof, especially after what we saw in Iowa, is same-day registration for voting here in Virginia without photo ID. I mean, it's just a recipe for cheating. And, you know, even if you're not cheating, it's a recipe for trouble.
Yeah, well, Democrats will tell you that, you know, there are all these sob stories about why people should be able to vote without an ID, even though, you know, pretty much you have to, everything you have to do in life and society requires an ID anymore, except, you know, this fundamental part of our democracy, apparently, that doesn't require any ballot integrity whatsoever. It's I tell you, who is getting IDs, though, John? Illegal aliens are going to have driver's licenses here in Virginia, and they're going to have in-state tuition, and then if they commit crimes, they're not going to be reported to ICE anymore. So the world is sort of flipped upside down as we know it.
Then you got the gun bills. I guess we should walk through that for a second here. Where do things stand on some of the gun bills? Because I was hoping that maybe Democrats would see that huge crowd back on VCDL rally day and think, you know what, maybe this isn't, you know, maybe we should pull back a little bit on this, but that's not what I'm seeing.
Well, they're pulling back, but not in the sense that you mean. They are not abandoning their plans at all. They are trying to keep this last ban bill alive, the one that bans certain types of semi-automatic rifles and commonly owned magazines. They've watered that down to a that you don't have to, you can still possess them, you can still own them, you can't transfer them, you can't buy them anymore, and mainly the main part of it is now they've taken the felony for possessing a magazine over 10 rounds down to a misdemeanor. I think they're trying to find a way to get some senators on board with this that have not been on board with it. This bill died in the Senate, and they're just trying to find a way to keep it alive. And Lord knows what the governor will do to it after they get it through the Senate. So, you know, they're maneuvering it still, and it's very much alive.
Democrats are very good at incrementalism in their agenda items. So I think keeping an eye on where this, you know, get it in the door. And then you can fix it in their minds after the fact.
Well, to that end, I mean, the political left in this country has been playing this long game for 100 years, if you think about it. I mean, they taking over institutions, you know, and it's finally reached a tipping point, I think, in this country where they are unafraid to be who they really are. For years and decades, they pretended to be something else, and now it's just on display.
To that point, a couple of people have emailed me screenshots of different members of the House of Delegates, Democrat members, who have been kind of belligerent with their constituents. And I have, you know, I mean, I don't know what to do. I do a radio show. It's not like I'm writing for the Times-Dispatch. But do you get the impression, I mean, is there a working relationship there, or have they basically told Republicans to stick it and go sit in the corner, and we're not interested in any input? We're running the show here, and we're going to jam it down your throat.
I mean, that's a more complicated question. I think, you know, relationships still matter, and people, you know, try to be cordial and friendly to one another, despite the fact that we have huge differences in the way we view the world. But to your original point, though, yeah, there are some characters down here that have gotten nasty with people. The delegate who's sponsoring the gun bill, I think, said something unfortunate about someone's wife, and that was
That's one of them was emailed to me.
there's a way you still need to act even if you're in charge.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you this question: anything good still alive in the General Assembly this year?
You know, we are drowning in so much bad that it's really hard for me to find a bright spot. If there
it's
is
that
a bright
bad
spot for me, it's that that they are overreaching at every turn, taxes, business bills. I mean, they are wrecking Virginia's business rating right now and our future economy. The energy stuff they passed yesterday, their version of the Green New Deal, it's going to shutter plants that keep our economy going and employ people. And for people who, you know, purport to have a monopoly on caring about the poor and underprivileged, they sure are going to make it a lot harder for people to pay their electric bills in the very near future. So it's a dark time in my opinion. And people who voted for Democrats because they were mad at Donald Trump are about to get a rude awakening at just how far this agenda is going to go.
Delegate Todd Gilbert is the House Minority Leader, the Republican who represents Shenandoah. I appreciate you joining us with the lowdown. We'll keep talking to you. Thank you. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the roads around town. We'll also talk about this rain. On again, off again. I'm not sure where it's going to wind up by the time we finish the day, but we'll chat about it in a moment. News Radio WRVA.